Right there is T. Graham Brown, and one of my favorites from him, Wine into Water, here on Iron Country. And over my 30-plus years in radio, I've had the pleasure to see him perform at the Boone County Fair and at the Grand Ole Opry, and it's always an honor to have him on the Big Red in the Morning Show. We want to welcome back to Iron Country Mr. T. Graham Brown. Good morning, T. Graham.
Thanks, man. How you doing?
We're doing great. It's great to talk to you again, and you know, I've had a couple of people in the past couple of months ago, they'll say, you know, your name will come up in conversation. I always tell them that you're one of the busiest men in country music. You got your XM radio show, a new acoustic release called Bare Bones, and you got a string of dates coming up in 2022. Seems like life's getting back to normal for you.
Yeah, man, I'm having fun. Sheila and I are just, you know, I'm 67 years old, and I get to do what I want to do and cut the kind of records I want to cut. And, you know, if a show comes in, we want to do it, we do it. If not, we pass on it. And I get to do all kinds of fun stuff, man. I just had a movie that I was in came out about 3 weeks ago, and I'm getting ready to do a couple more. And been writing an autobiography and cutting a soul record down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and I'm having more fun now than I've ever had.
Wow, it sounds like you're pretty busy. Now, the last time we had you on the air, we talked to you during the COVID, and everybody was pretty much locked up and staying home. And you had talked to us about your acoustic release, which is called Bare Bones. What made you decide to go back and re-record some of your classic hits acoustically?
Well, Sheila been after me to do it for years, and I don't know why I put it off so long, man. It only took me a couple of days, you know. It was really simple and easy to do, and it's just an acoustic guitar and me and a background vocal, and I'd sung those hits so many times, you know, a thousand or a couple of thousand times, so it was, you know, I knew them, so it didn't take me long. And you know, it turned out pretty good. I like acoustic albums, and it's just a different listening experience, you know. You don't have the full production in the background, and seems like the lyric and the vocal might be more present, and you concentrate on it a little bit more. It's just a different listening experience, and I get a lot of compliments on it.
It is an exceptional album, and for our Iron Country listening audience this morning, I'm telling you, I'm giving that one two thumbs up. Go out and pick that one up. Now, with some great hits like over the years, you've had like Darlene, I Tell It Like It Used To Be, and Hell and High Water. You know, I see a new generation becoming familiar with T. Graham Brown music. It's got to be a great feeling for you when you're going out and playing these live gigs, seeing a new generation exposed to your music.
Well, that's really cool, man. It seems like, you know, I came along at a great time in country music. Seems like the year that I Tell It Like It Used To Be came out, which was my first hit. It seems like Randy Travis and I came out within a month or so of each other, and there was, you know, Keith Whitley and Steve Earle and Marty Stewart and Dwight Yoakam, and just a bunch of us came out there pretty close to each other, and people seemed to be gravitating to it. I came along at a great time, man. I got to work with all my heroes and get to know them, all those one-name people, you know, Willie and Waylon and Merle and George and Tammy and Conway and Loretta and Kenny and Dolly and all those folks. And they treated me great. You know, they didn't talk down to me or, you know, blow me off or anything. They were all real encouraging. So I came along at a great time. I had a pretty good run at radio, and it's allowed me to keep working all these years. And I got great fans that have kept me in business, and I got the best job in the world, man. I get to make people happy for a living.
Yeah, that is the best. You know, now, T. Graham, you're on the other side of the mic like I am now with your XM radio show, and I've been doing this about 35 years now, and I'm seeing that sound, artists like yourself and Randy Travis and Alan Jackson, kind of making a comeback with radio, and I think that sound is might be coming. You know, they always say history repeats itself. Do you feel like that might be happening with that 80s, 90s country sound?
Well, that was a really fun era. And it doesn't surprise me that people, you know, people my age are nostalgic about it. And then, you know, younger people have discovered it, you know, they weren't around when we were doing it. And so, yeah, it's nice to know that people appreciate that era.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, here's a question, T. Graham, I like to ask songwriters, and you've written some pretty great songs over the years, so I want to ask you this question. If there's one song that was ever written that you would have liked to have written, like, say, you know, I've had artists say Happy Birthday. I've had people say Poncho and Lefty. Is there a song out there you hear it, T. Graham, and you go, man, I wish I'd have wrote that song?
Well, golly, there's been so many classic songs that I wish I'd have been around to write, but something like a Hank Williams song, Hank Sr. song, or maybe something classic like He Stopped Loving Her Today. Oh. But, you know, I think my favorite, people always say He Stopped Loving Her Today might be the greatest country song ever, which is one of the probably top two of mine. But, you know, Johnny Paycheck wrote this song called Old Violin.
Oh, I love that song.
I really wish I'd have written that one. That's, to me, that might be the best country song ever.
I always, that's one of the most requested songs we have here at Iron Country is Old Violin. I don't understand why that wasn't a chart topper. I really don't.
Well, it's a good, it's classic. And, you know, the only other person I've ever heard that could do that song justice is the late, great Daryl Singletary. Man, he did a great version of that.
He really did. Now, I was over on your website this morning, and boy, man, you've got a lot of great merchandise available, CDs, shirts, and even handwritten lyrics, which really caught my attention. That's really something special that you're kind of giving your fans an opportunity to have.
Well, we started getting so many requests for, and it's funny, it's people always want me to write out Hell and High Water and Wine into Water. So from time to time, I'll sit down and, you know, write five or six copies. It's not something that I do all the time, but I appreciate it when people have done that in the past for me. One of my treasured things is Steve Cropper, who wrote Sitting on the Dock of the Bay with Otis Redding, wrote out the lyrics to Sitting on the Dock of the Bay for me, and it really means a lot to me. So it just, it's something that people like, you know, and something they'll frame and look at and brag on. And it's a pleasure to do it.
Now, T. Graham, I got to ask you, I mean, for an artist like yourself, who I know you love to interact with your fans and everything, I know the pandemic had to be just really hard for you. What's it like since you've been back, getting to play and see your fans once again?
Well, people were so ready to get out and do something, you know, so it's been great. Most of our shows that we do are sold out, and people get a kick out of them, you know, and we always get great response. You know, at the end of the show, people always stand up and they're hooping and hollering. It makes you feel great. And live music, there's nothing like it, you know, and people really are having fun.
It is. It is a lot of fun. And T. Graham, we appreciate you taking time to talk with us this morning. It's always a pleasure having you here on Iron Country. And we hope we see you up here around Wisconsin real soon.
Boy, I do too, and I'm sure we'll make it up there. We're going to be coming up north later this year, and I think we might have a couple of Wisconsin shows. So I urge anybody that wants to see us to check our schedule on the website and come see us. And God bless you, man, for having me on your show, and God bless all your listeners, and God bless the United States of America.